ahead and proceed with the ethics review with Blake Hansen.
Cheryl, would you just note the time and that we're going back on the record at a specific time?
Yes, yes. It is 10:16 a.m. and we are going back on the record.
All right. Welcome back. Okay, so where are things with this, with your case, with the status of your employment?
My name's Earl Stinkrist. I'm a psychologist, as you know, and I am still full-time employed by the Defense Health Agency. My employer's changed as the organization's changed. I was hired by the U.S. Army and the Defense Department. I work in California on National Training Center, the base of the Fort Irwin is the name of the city on the National Training Center. And I'm a child clinical psychologist here. I've been since October 11th of 2011. The last almost coming on 2 years now, I have been on my duty station has been my home here on base. I'm receiving paid administrative leave. Haven't seen any change. I'm still being paid the same. And then I check in daily during work days with my supervisors. And that's basically the status of where I'm at. I'm not seeing patients. I don't have caseload currently.
Okay.
Mr. Segrist, did you say that you've been on 2 years of administrative leave?
It's coming on 2 years, yeah. I was initially placed on it was late February. I don't remember the exact date, but of 2023.
Thank you.
Yeah, is that welcome. Because there is the investigation is still going on through the DOD?
Do you know, I am happy that they're paying me. There isn't any investigation going on. And the truth of the matter is that it's going to take a whistleblower complaint to be able to clear things. I didn't do anything wrong. You hear that a lot, but I didn't. I provide very good child therapy, and I discovered things going on that people didn't want exposed, and that had to do with a few different folks. And so they've done their best to try to take me out of the scene to get rid of me. But I also have lots of friends here, and so we're still here. And
can you talk about the nature of the the investigation and the administrative leave?
Yes. Let's see. Some of what I'll be careful how I answer that. I put a request on there to not have the portion of the meeting with sensitive material or information in it, not public, just because it would be harmful to my patients.
Okay. And Jenna, can I close the group?
Yes, if the group agrees that you want to close the meeting, remember it's to discuss character and competency of an individual, and anything outside of that needs to be back onto the public record. So, but yes, you can close the meeting if you'd like.
So I just want to clarify, if we're talking about the court records that have been submitted to us, we would keep this on public record.
It's available to the public. The records that he submitted, everything is public record that he submitted so far, as far as I can tell.
And the question in front of us now is whether or not to renew his license, right?
Correct.
And any information that would cause us to say yes or no may be in the public record. It may not be in the public record. It may be investigation. It may be all kinds of things, right? So
correct.
For me personally, I don't feel like I have enough information to make a determination on the nature of his licensure as it relates to, you know, being able to practice as a psychologist. I don't know that I know enough.
I know there is an investigator here from Doppel, right, Jana? That was going to give us a report and a little bit more information. Could we maybe hear that before we move on to talk a little bit further?
Camille, you have a question?
Yeah, Jana, we probably need to close the meeting for that.
Definitely, yes. So whoever is going to make the motion needs to read the wording exactly on that board closure form that's in your information packet. There's a sentence that says, let me just get it. It's about the middle of the page. It says board/committee member motion. That has to be read exactly, whoever makes the motion.
I can do that.
Okay. Oh,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Carson.
Okay. This is Carson Kinney-Kinney. As provided under Utah Code annotated 52-4-205-1A, I move to close this portion of the meeting to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
I second that emotion, or that motion.
And then Cheryl, to do this closing motion, you have to have a roll call vote. So can you see everyone's names, or would you like me to go down the list because I can see everyone's names?
I would love for you to help, Jana.
Okay. So I'll just call the names out and then go through the people in the room. So Heather Chase?
Yes.
Jennifer Morgan Smith? That was a yes, just for the record. She raised her hand. Blake Hansen?
Sorry, yes.
Yes.
And Cheryl Shivers?
Yes.
Jason Kinney-Kinney?
Yes.
And then Jason Hales?
Yes.
Daniel Chestnut?
Yes.
Lena Gustafson?
Yes.
Okay, that was everyone, and they all in favor, Cheryl.
Okay.
So give us just a moment. What happens now is, Earl, you're the only person that is here that is not from Doppel or on the board. So we are